Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Kehilim, Perek Chavav, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah we're being learned B'schos Es Mas Rachel, Shishu B'zecher Avanger Zivu Hagon Bikarav Mamish. And we discuss some multiple Kehilim, Kaf Loite Kaitzim, the Kaf, which is like the glove of sorts that was used by people who gathered thorns to Hayrots, not Makabel Toma. That's because it's just meant to protect the person's hand as opposed to being a Kli of sorts, and that's why it's not Makabel Toma. Onto some more Kehilim, Hazoin, which is some sort of leather belt, V'Habrachyar, these are leather knee pads, Tamei and they are Makabel Toma because they're meant to be Makabel. They have a base kibul, fasharvulim, and sleeves. This is basically special sleeves that craftsmen used to put over their arms in order to prevent their regular baged, meaning their regular sleeves, from bothering them in their work. Tameim, those are also makabel toma, because they're shaped like a kli and they're like a kli. However, vapraklimin is some sort of leather strap that's put around the person's forehead or his head, protecting him. Tahirin, that's not makabel toma, because it doesn't have the shape of a kli. Also, v'chol besetz bais, any besetz bais, which is basically our version of a glove. It's not a mitten, but it's a glove. Finger glove. It has separate sections for each of the fingers. Tahiras, they're not makabel toma. Chutz mishal kayatzin, except for those who gather thorns. Bneishim kabelas is a oig, because it's also used for an oig. An oig is some sort of fruit that grows wild on a tree near where they're gathering thorns. And when these thorn gatherers get this fruit, they'll put it inside the finger section of their glove. So clearly, it is a base kibul. However, nikra, if it tore, im inam kabelas reva oig, if it's not able to hold the majority of this oig fruit, so tahiras not makabel toma. Onto another din, sandal. We have a sandal which is tame medras, which is this very high level of toma from a zav, shenifska achaz me'aznav, the one of the straps of the sandal broke, v'tikna, and he fixed it, he put on a new strap, toma medras, the sandal is still toma medras, because it's still usable. Now, nifska shniya v'tikna, if the second one broke, and he fixed that one as well, tahar min a medras, it's tar from toma medras, aval tame maga medras, but it's tame because it was touched by a medras. Why is that? Well, because when the first one broke, and he replaced it with the second one, since the sandal was still usable, it retained its dun as toma medras. However, when the second one broke, and that was also replaced, we so to speak rewind the clock and go back in time and now look at the sandal as something brand new. The lashon used by the mefarshim is panim chadash is bo lekan. It's like a brand new face has come here. This is not the original sandal that was tamei medras, and therefore it's only considered tamei maga medras. Whatever is remaining of the sandal is like it was touched by something that was tamei medras, and therefore it's tamei like that, which is a lower level than tamei medras itself. Now let's say loy hispik l'takanas rishayna achanif skoshniya, he wasn't able to fix the first one and then the second one broke, tahar, the whole thing is tahar. Now going back to the original sandal, nifsaka kevoy, let's say the heel part broke, which is basically the piece of leather that holds the person's heel in, nital chatmai, or the chaitem, which is the nose, that's basically the front piece of leather that protects the toe area, if that was removed or fell off, oish, nechal kashnayim, or that front piece split into two, tahar, so sandal's tahar, its toma falls off of it because it's not usable. Another example, solyam, this is a type of sandal which is called a solyam, that's from the word sulya, a sole. In other words, the sandal is really just a flat piece of leather for the sole, kind of like flip-flops where they just have a bottom and they don't have a toe or a heel part. There's just straps woven through holes in the sole that are wound around the foot and the leg. So this solyam, shenifsak mikol makom, if it broke anywhere, tahar, so it's tahar because it's not considered usable. Another din, minol shenifchas, let's say a shoe got worn away, in makabos rev regel, if it doesn't hold the majority of the foot, tahar, so it's tahar. Another din regarding a shoe, minol sha'alo imam, if a shoe is being made by the craftsman and it's on the imam, it's on the form that he makes it on. So Rabbi Elazar Matar, Rabbi Elazar says it's not makabel toma because since it's still on the form and hasn't been removed, it doesn't have the din of a shoe yet. So it's not makabel toma. Or Zucham Matamin, Zucham said could makabel toma because it has the shape of a shoe, it's usable. All he has to do is take it off the form and put it on his foot. So it is a makabel toma. One more din, we have a big machloek as kol chamasos tsuru rice. All chamasos, which we've had before, is like a loose water skin of sort. It was either used for water or wine. And tsuru rice means it's tied. In other words, it had a hole in it. So you took the leather, pulled it together, and tied it so that the liquid didn't leak out. Tahiras, they're not makabel toma, chutz mishal arvin, except for it was tied with an Arab knot. That's because a regular knot is going to end up getting undone. So just because it looks like it was fixed because he made this tie, it's not really fixed, due to the fact, again, because it's going to be undone. However, if it was tied with an Arab knot, which is a very strong knot that's difficult to undo, so that's considered a proper fix, and therefore it is a makabel toma. Rameir Eimer, he says it's different. It doesn't make a difference what type of knot is used. The real criteria is why he tied the knot or for what purpose. Sor Shah, if he only tied it temporarily and he's going to undo it to Hayrice, so then it's not makabel toma because it's only temporary, and that's even if it was tied with this Arab knot. Whereas for Olam, if he meant to tie it permanently to Meis, it could be makabel toma, as even if it's not an Arab knot, because since he doesn't intend to undo this knot, it doesn't make a difference what type it is. It's considered fixed. However, Rabbi Yossi says, kol chamasos tsuru rois to Hayrice. If this water skin drinking thing had a hole in it and he tied it up, it's not makabel toma no matter what, because it's not considered a proper kli due to the fact that the hole was tied instead of fixing it by sewing it or some other way. Bottom line is, we pass going to Kama. We're going to stop for the day. Epic of the Rosh Hashanah and Vav. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.